There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
That last song was Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. I'm here. My name is Liam. This is Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. And today I have a very special guest with me for the second time. And that is...
Savannah. Thank you for having me back, Liam. It's good to be back in the stud.
Yes, I'm very excited. As you know, this show, we talk about one artist each week and sort of their influences or their influence. And if you can't guess already, the artist this week is Fleetwood Mac. And I think, I mean, it was Savannah's suggestion, one of your favorite bands, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I don't know much about Fleetwood Mac, but I know a lot about the album Rumours by them and the story behind that album. So I think that's kind of the direction we'll go with this episode. But yeah, do you have anything to say about Fleetwood Mac?
Other than the fact that I listen to Fleetwood Mac every day, no.
Wow, every day.
Yes, I can't help it.
Okay, then you're definitely more of an expert on them than I am. But to get started, we'll go right into a little bit of Rumours. And I think to start off, we'll play Never Going Back Again.
Where I've been. this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. We're pleased to present Welcome to the Real World, the debut release by local punk rock band RevZ. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the record's themes include narcissism and a protest against artificial intelligence. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Welcome to the Real World now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Song was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac off their album Rumors.
It was not Dreams.
I played Dreams. You missed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, restart then.
No, I'm going to keep going.
Oh, okay.
but yeah, that was off the album Rumors, and the gist of the story with Rumors is, so Fleetwood Mac were a band for a long time before Rumors came out, but then a couple years prior to when Rumors was written and released, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined the band. They were dating on and off. And then as soon as they joined the band kind of became very incestuous. And the whole album is about kind of the struggles with that.
Yeah, and it is such a good album. And it is so beloved by so many people. And
because I think it's awesome and it's really well written.
It is, and it's really good. And can I be honest?
Yeah.
When I think about it, I think about Glee and how in Fleetwood Mac week, Mr. Shu made them all sing Rumors to make them get back together and be happy.
Because it's crazy. It's an album that just does that. It's these two people who like were very slowly starting to hate each other, but then also were madly in love with each other. And they wrote they journaled about it, and then those journal entries became one of the best-selling albums of all time.
Just crazy tension making you super famous and super rich.
But that's incredible that, I know. That like art can be like that, and also that we have sort of this album as documentation of perhaps one of the greatest love stories of all time.
Oh, yeah. You're so right.
And I think two of the other members of Fleetwood Mac got married at that time as well. And the woman, Christy McVie, cheated with Lindsey Buckingham on her husband, who is also in the band.
You know, isn't that just what happens when you spend too much time with one group of people?
I think that's like the definition of rock and roll.
Yes, I would have to agree with that.
But anyways, we're going to play more songs off of Rumors. And I think to sort of segue into songs about love and heartbreak, we're going to play Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Baby, I'd give you my world. School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dan School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
That last song was Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac off of Rumors. And I think pairing that song with, I guess, the album's themes of love and heartbreak, I think you can talk about that song as the feeling immediately after a breakup.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
At least like the first like few days.
I agree. I also was looking at some information, and Rumors was also almost named Don't Stop, or like a lyric from Don't Stop. I forget exactly what it said, but it was almost not Rumors.
Interesting.
Which I cannot imagine it being anything else.
Yeah, I think that's such, it sums up the album as everything, because I feel like that name probably came from sort of people talking behind everyone's back within the band and not knowing what was true, what was fake, especially considering the two like key songwriters in the band at the time were the ones going through the breakup. So everybody else in the band, I can imagine, was like, well, who is telling the truth?
Exactly. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But again, I think it's a really good album, and I think one more song we're going to play off of it is going to be The Chain. Oh, so,
awesome song.
Coming up next is The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
Listen to the wind. Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
last two songs were Silver Springs and I Don't Want to Know, both by Fleetwood Mac off of Rumors. But yeah, I think with those last two songs, you can definitely tell that people were angry and people were falling out of love and heartbroken. I don't think it takes listening to the lyrics too deeply to understand that.
Not at all. And if you watch any performance of Silver Springs ever, you will really know what it's like to see a scorned woman and feel a scorned woman, because she's so powerful.
I think the album Rumors is the one moment of history where I understand wanting to be in the room where it happened.
That was crazy, Paul.
Yeah, but anyways, I think the next song we're going to play is, it's not off of Rumors, but it's a song sort of about, it's about, Stevie Nicks wrote it about sort of taking the risk of joining Fleetwood Mac, and she was kind of saying to herself, okay, if this one doesn't work out, then I'm going to become a waitress again, and it's Landslide, and it's about kind of everything falling apart around you, which is still applicable to Rumors and heartbreak and falling in love. So up next is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Thank you.
last two songs were Seven Wonders and Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac. And yeah, that takes us to the end of the show. Thank you, Savannah, for coming on the show again. It's been wonderful. I feel like it's been a while since I've listened to Fleetwood Mac, but after listening to them right now today, I think I might listen to them more. I own Rumors on CD, so maybe I'll go home and I'll listen to the whole thing.
On your Walkman.
I don't have it on cassette.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's fine.
So,
whatever.
You're not coming back.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
No,
of
course.
This is always fun. And thank you for choosing a band that I like again.
Of course. I'm also a fan of them. I kind of fell out of the loop with listening to them.
That's
but anyways,
okay.
Thank you again, Savannah, for coming on. Again, this has been Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. To end the show, I'm going to play one more Fleetwood Mac song, and that song is Tusk.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, Alltunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast, and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolfe.
So they tell me